It was Benjamin Franklin who said that nothing is certain in this world except for death and taxes. If he were alive today, he might add one more sure thing. The federal tax code always gets more complicated. NPR's Jack Speer explains.
Just filling out the 1040 form, the one many taxpayers use, involves 144 pages of instructions, 11 schedules, and 19 separate worksheets. The tax code now runs over 1.4 million words, according to a congressional panel that has looked at ways of streamlining the system. But while there's lots of moaning and groaning about the gargantuan tax code, Washington seems incapable of putting it on a diet.
This year, we estimate that Americans will spend 5.8 billion hours on tax compliance, just the time it takes us to fill out the forms.
Scott Hodge is executive director of the Tax Foundation, a Washington advocacy group that wants to simplify the tax code. He says the cost of filling out all that paperwork is staggering.
Put that into dollar terms. It equals about $194 billion. $194 billion is equal to the combined revenues of Sears, Walt Disney, Microsoft, Rite Aid, McDonald's, 3Com, and Radio Shack.
Tax experts cite a number of reasons for why the current system is so complicated. Dong Longano chaired the American Association of Certified Public Accountants Commission on Tax Legislation. He says over the years, powerful special interest groups have often succeeded in promoting their agendas. When that happens, the tax laws are revised yet again.
Congress periodically makes changes to the law, and when they make the changes, sometimes Congress isn't cognizant of the related provisions, and so we have problems like several definitions of who is a child, what is a dependent qualification. That's because over time, different rules have been set into the code, and Congress has not looked back and tried to harmonize all the rules.
Last year's $1.35 trillion tax cut was designed to make life more bearable for taxpayers, but it has caused some unintentional problems. The IRS says 4 million taxpayers have made errors on the only new line on this year's tax form, the rate reduction credit. It's for those people who did not get a government rebate check or received less than the full amount. Brenda Schaefer of H&R Block says also many of the changes instituted by Congress are retroactive, and she says that has made the tax code even more cumbersome.
The tax law is an instrument of economic policy, social policy, and then Congress is faced with budget constraints, and that's when we find those delayed effective dates, the phase-out ranges, you know, things that can really add to complexity.
Many exasperated taxpayers are simply throwing their hands up and turning to professionals. The IRS reports the percentage of individuals using paid tax preparers has gone from around 46% in 1985 to 54% in 1999. The Bush administration has talked about the need to simplify the tax code, but experts like Dong Longano say don't hold your breath.
It's an election year. It's always difficult as you get into an election year to do significant pieces of tax legislation, which are complicated or maybe controversial. And so it seems to me that 2002 is a year in which we can raise the awareness of this issue, ask Congress to begin deliberating, and perhaps we could see some legislation in 2003.
Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill has called the current tax code an abomination. His department is scheduled to release a series of white papers highlighting problems with the tax system, the first of which is due out next week. Meanwhile, millions of taxpayers will spend this weekend grinding out their 2001 tax returns. The IRS estimates the average person filing a 1040 form will spend 13 hours doing their income taxes this year. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.